We're back here on Giants.com with your special weekend two-minute drill. He's Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. The Giants and Eagles getting ready for Monday Night Football. Giants at 3-2, Eagles at 2-3. First place on the line. All right, Paul, we heard from the Giants coordinators on Friday. They spoke to the media, and of course, both these men have been preparing all week for a very difficult matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles. Steve Spagnuolo talked about the pace and high-powered ability of this Eagles offense.
I think Sam's a good football player. We believed in him when we took him in 2010. I still believe in him now, and I think he's really kind of finding a groove here, unfortunately for us. I mean, but he's in a system. It takes a lot of people in systems to get used to it, but I've always felt he was a very accurate thrower, and he still is.
Now, Paul, last week, Steve Spagnuolo played with a very short roster on that side of the ball. He lost John Beeson early in the game. There was no Devon Kennard. There was no Jonathan Casillas. Oh, by the way, no Robert Ayers, no George Selvie either.
Keep going, John.
This week, he's going to be without Prince and Mukamara. So he's going to get some of those reinforcements back. We'll know on Monday night exactly what guys are going to be able to play. But it's a very, very big challenge against an Eagles offense that seems to be figuring things out.
Well, what I saw, John, in looking at the film is that the Eagles want to do everything they can to discombobulate you, confuse you, make you think too much, and then make you get sloppy and harried with your scheme. So in my mind, whatever Spags has cooked up for them, just play it. Don't worry about letting the Eagles offense get into your head with their tempo and their scheme. Just do what you're told. Focus on your own job, and I think that's the best way to approach it.
What do you think of Bradford so far this year?
I think Bradford's been a mixed bag. This is the kind of guy who, at times, absolutely looks like he's having trouble. At other times, he's very sharp. But you know what? Second halves, the Eagles have scored on more than 40% of their possessions, which clearly means that once they get things going, he's a rhythm quarterback. Don't let him get started.
As for the Giants offense, Ben McAdoo brings a team onto the field that's dealt with injuries, to the wide receiver position last week. Both Reuben Randle and Odell Beckham had to leave that game last week with hamstring injuries. Beckham came back. Both guys had been working back, trying to get back on the field on Monday night. Ben McAdoo knows he's the challenge on his hands.
Very good up front. They have a lot of different guys who can cover in man-to-man, and they're creative schematically.
All right, Paul, you line it against the Eagles. You're the New York Football Giants. How are you trying to attack that defense?
Well, you know, I'm looking at a lot of short stuff, John, because I know how aggressive that front seven is, so I got to take some of the bite out of that. So what I'm going to do is a lot of quick hitters, a lot of short stuff right behind that front seven. I want to go heavy to Donnell. I want to go heavy to Shane Vereen. And you know what? I am taking some shots downfield.
And the Eagles are susceptible to those deep passes. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. That's your two-minute drill.